where we had chances to make plays and we just didn't make those plays, and it's unlike us to do that, but for whatever reason yesterday we just didn't make enough plays.
After the Buffalo game, Sean kind of said, hey, if you don't fix these things, penalties, et cetera, pre-snap issues, it's going to lead to a defeat. I mean, does this help kind of drive that message home?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not just the penalties. I mean, we did have 9 penalties yesterday, but we also had 2 turnovers. And you know, you play a team that is very successful running the football against you. You're not having much success running the ball. You throw the penalties in. Then you throw 2 turnovers in there. It's almost impossible to win those games. And we still had a chance at the end. I mean, that's encouraging. That's a positive. Unfortunately, we didn't go down and score.
Being Captain Obvious here, how frustrating is to continue slow starts of the offense?
Well, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, and it's not really, like I said, it's not really one specific thing that you can point to that's the reason for that. I just know that, you know, yesterday we didn't make enough plays, and you know, that's something that we kind of hang our hats on here. We got to do what it takes to make sure that we right that ship and make more plays this week.
Lance, Sean talked about fundamental errors. He kind of went through every position group quickly, but in the passing game, where did fundamental errors affect you guys?
Drop balls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that really, really hurt us yesterday. I mean, we had some drops out there, and if you watch the specific plays, you know, 2 right off the top of my head could potentially be touchdown plays. So, I don't know. Gotta keep working. I mean, it's not something that we're gonna watch the film and say, hey, it's not gonna happen again. I mean, it's something that we're gonna directly address when we're out there on the field and do what it takes to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I know it's also overly simplistic to say you guys aren't as crisp sometimes on the road as you are at home. Is there anything about conditions or just not having the crowd on your side or anything that affects passing offense?
I would say there's a comfort factor with playing home, and yesterday. You know, maybe you couldn't tell from the sideline or from watching the TV, but the winds were kind of swirly, you know, which can affect, obviously, the passing game. But, you know, that's not an excuse. They had to play in it, too. You know, they did a good job on offense with their game plan. And, you know, we put our defense in some tough situations yesterday a couple of times, and, you know, it's not like us to do that very much. So, you know, when we're winning, everything's all good and great. When we're losing, it's a crisis. We're 6-2. We're still first in the division. We've got a huge game this Sunday. You know, it sucks right now, the day after, but we've got a big game to look forward to this week.
I feel like you guys are in a good position here to hit this back half of the season.
We're in a decent position. You know, we're not where we would have liked to have been, but, you know, like I said, we're 6-2. Dallas is coming here this weekend, Sunday night football, huge game. Didn't get much better.
Robert Meacham had a pretty good game. Did it surprise you at all that he was able to come back here and kind of get back into the
No, it doesn't surprise me because Rob's making the plays that he's made for a long time. You know, he's kind of been a big play guy. You know, not really sure what all was going on in San Diego because I wasn't there. I mean, I can't really speak on that very much. But, you know, when he came back here, I knew exactly the types of plays that he was capable of making and the type of situations that he was going to be in here. And you know, he's stepping up for us and making plays.
Lance, how much did you guys miss Sproles once he was out?
I mean, you obviously miss a guy like that. That's a matchup nightmare for most defenses. And not to say that we were scrambling to try to replace him, but you don't always game plan, okay, well, if this guy is out, what do you do? You know, so it's something that you kind of have to adjust on the fly. And Pierre made a couple plays, and Mark had a couple good runs in there, but it definitely hurt us.
Is the good news about the drops that it hasn't really been a pattern and it was probably a one-off? I mean, something you can fix?
Well, mine was embarrassing. you know, I dropped a shovel pass. But, you know, I think that it's just a lack of concentration. And you know, if it's something that becomes repetitive, then you've got a real issue. If it becomes something that you're not going to address, it becomes an issue. But, you know, we'll work to make sure that those things don't continue to happen. And I've yet to see a receiver that's never dropped a ball before. So not trying to make an excuse for it, but it happens even to the best of them.
tough part of the schedule coming up. I guess the good news is the two losses have been to AFC East teams, right? So
sure.
You really still
sure,
have a
yeah.
lot.
I mean, we're still undefeated in the NFC. That's a great thing. But, you know, I still think it's too early to be looking that far down the road. I mean, we're only 8 games in. We've got 8 more to go. Next opponent is our most important opponent.
What, having lost 2 of the last 3, this is, my, is maybe is that rough stretch that, you know, that period of adversity that...
Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens to all teams. It happens to all teams. I mean, year we won the Super Bowl. We lost our last 3 games, and it had never been done before. A team lose 3 straight and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, we've got a lot of guys that have been around for a long time, and I think that, you know, this is a tough situation. It's a tough time for us, but we've been here before. We can get out of it.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Miles.